Steve and Jill here.
Good day.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about land real estate agents for high dollar properties. This is a little bit of an 180 degree slash ironic twist for us.
I guess we're eating our words.
We've been bashing real estate agents, and rightfully so.
Yep.
Since 2015 on this show.
Yep.
Turns out there might be a good use for real estate agents, but good real estate agents. If that actually exists, we'll find out and check in with you daily on it. No, what this show is about is we're having a couple of members are having an incredible amount of success utilizing real estate agents, very specific real estate agents for this one thing, and we'll talk about it.
Mm-hmm. What it is. I have a whole step-by-step process for you.
Before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
His hair is like right funny. All right. Polani? Okay. Polani wrote, "Hi, everyone. So I've done a few mailers, 20 or 30-ish. This is good. With good results. A few home runs and a couple base hits, which is great. Though I don't think I'm using my time as efficiently as I should. Here's my process. Once I pick a county, I first search out how many properties are in that particular county of the size I'm looking for. Let's say 1 to 5 acres. I then download lists that with all the normal criteria, but I'll put the land value at $10,000 to $12,000 and download that list. I'll proceed to do it for $12,000 to $14,000, etc. And I do this in a way so that I make the offers of the values of the land are about the same." Oh, I see where we're going. I see where we're going here.
This is down a rabbit hole.
I get it. Do you want me to keep going?
This person's not a member, by the way.
Right.
Yeah, I do want you to keep going.
I have a lot. This is funny. So far, doing this way gets me small lists, like a couple hundred.
Small lists are not good.
Yeah, that takes me hours to scrape and price out.
Not good.
It's probably doing it line by line. I hate to think. I hear other people pulling 20, 30, 40,000 unit lists a month. I need to get more efficient at this and would like to know what other people are doing so I can streamline and fine-tune my process. Any suggestions, tips, or tricks would be greatly appreciated. Thank you, everyone. Land Academy rocks. Let me just say one thing. This is one thing that's great about us and our community is we provide free information for everyone. You don't have to be a member. A lot of people have been quietly learning and doing and getting deals going and not being members. And then when they're ready to go, all right, I'm not messing around now. I know this works. Just like this person right here. They're at that level now. They're like, all right, I need the keys to the kingdom. I need to get my access on the data you all are using. I need to cut my costs down and I need to get more efficient. That's the time to become a Land Academy member. And that's what we can help with.
Jill, you nailed it. So I don't have anything to add.
Okay.
This person is ready to become a member. They've done it their way. They've extruded through all the free channels. And they probably, hopefully, bought a couple properties. Mm-hmm. Did he say with limited success? I think he did.
Yeah.
So it's at that point, and I think everyone should do this. I don't think people should just join Land Academy and see if
Cold.
It's for them.
Don't do that.
I think you should try some versions of stuff. Get in the landinvestors.com forum. Maybe get a mailer out through O2O, offerstoowners.com, which is a company Jill and I own.
We have full service. We have a full service product, so we can pull the data for you.
And then just see if it works. See if you know, buy and sell a couple of properties. Ask yourself, is it time to get serious about this? Or maybe I want to do something else.
Right.
And so if it's time to get serious, this is the place.
Right. That's really good. Yeah, thank you.
Today's topic, land real estate agents for high dollar properties. This is the meat of the show.
We have changed our tune. Or in other words, maybe eating our words a little bit. But whatever it is, you know, actually, we've always said that, even though we've made jokes about agents and things, we've always said that there are good ones out there. And every agent that we talk to says, yeah, we know what you're talking about. Yeah, there's a lot of people out there that aren't taking this seriously. They aren't great agents. They don't know what they're doing, you know, and they even say it's hard for me to even work with them. You know, I'm coming in with a serious buyer. We're all pre-qualified. And I come up against an agent who's brand new. They don't know what they're doing. And I have to educate them. You know, and help them sell their own property that they just got a listing for. So those are the facts. And I'm sure it's in every environment. It's always, you know, there's always somebody like that. So now, so what are we doing differently? What we're doing differently is we are finding a way to utilize agents and brokers. Sometimes they don't necessarily go by the agent term when you're doing with land sales or commercial property. They all call themselves brokers. Even though there's one broker and then several below them kind of thing. That's I've noticed that term. But anyway, utilizing them to sell our high dollar amount properties. Why would I only use them for my high dollar amount properties? Well, for two reasons. One, they're not going to get excited or maybe even take on a low dollar amount property. Let's say, let me paint this picture for you. Hi, Bob. I have a property I'm selling for $100,000. Do you have buyers in this area? Here's the stoop. I want to move it fast. What's your commission? Da, da, da. Or, hey, Bob, I'm selling a property for $3,000.
You know, agents can multiply 6% of any number.
What's your commission? So, do you think you have any buyers?
The minute Jill says, I got a $100,000 property I need to list, they do 0.6%. Oh, $6,000. All right, maybe I'll listen to her.
$3,000? Let's be honest.
$10,000 is 600.
Yeah. Their commission's too low, and they're not going to get excited about it. So that's, we'll just leave it at that. So that's why. And what I want you to do, and let me tell you the where, and this is going to paint more of the picture as I go through the process. I have why, where, your next step, and your end goal. So I have a whole thing here.
So I can see that.
Thank you. There's shows that I clearly wrote the topic, and I clearly have a lot to say, and I'm like, back off, man.
It's Jill Week, man.
Yeah, thank you.
It's Jill Week this
okay,
week.
Thank you.
Welcome to Jill Week.
Well, you're good for, you're my comic relief. And if I miss something, this is good. Thank you.
It's the Jill Show today. Okay.
So where do I find these guys? This is going to paint more of the picture. Okay, now you understand why and what I'm using them for. Okay. Where do I get them? Go to land sale sites where you have similar properties posted. Maybe it's Land Watch, Land and Farm, maybe even
Land.com.
Maybe even the biggies, Realtor, Zillow, because they have properties Realtor. Out there on the MLS. Yep. You want to go into those areas, find brokers or agents who already have properties posted, and those and their properties are in the price point that match yours, and they did a good posting.
In every single market, you will immediately find one person who has 19 postings, and then all the rest of the sisters-in-law and the mothers-in-law and the regular type of real estate agent, stereotypical real estate agents that we think all have these leftover listings with days on market that are in the 300s. But there's always one or two people or one or two companies that just are like moving some land.
You can tell.
In every market, yeah.
You can tell. All right, so then what do? What's the next step? Call them. See if they get it. I did it just the other day. I literally said, all right, I like this guy. I picked up the phone, called him, and it was like 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock at night, his time. He's in Texas, and he answered the phone. And I could hear like a restaurant in the background. So I like the guy already,
okay,
right?
I like the guy too.
And we're having a hard time communicating. So I hang up, and I know I have a cell. So I text him. I said, hey, here's the deal. Obviously, he's like, you know, you're out. Can I email you your email? Is this your correct email? Which was properly, I found easily in the posting. I like that too. And he's like, yeah, send me what you got. So then now we're already in communication and setting this up. So that's what you want to do. They want to answer the phone. You communicate with them. Talk to them. See if they get you, first of all. I'm an investor. I price them this way to move. You know, what's your commission? Let's try a few. And I want to make sure, one little thing I want you to check. Look at their listing agreement. I don't want a listing agreement that's 18 months long, because they're not going to get serious about it until month 17. And we all know we don't want that.
Never do a listing agreement that's more than 6 months, period.
Right.
I can't think of a circumstance where you win.
So find an agreement. If they don't say, we got to make it this way, I'm going to price it aggressively. And you know what? A good agent will have buyers like, you know what? I know I already have people anyway that want this. I don't think this is going to take more than 90 days.
Or they're going to look at the piece of land and say, wow, I think you really missed something here.
Right.
I can't sell it for you.
Yeah. And that too. And if they're good and they have properties in the area, I would listen to their opinion.
Yep.
So that's that. So, and what I want you to do is see if they get you. I want you to try several of them. You know, have a couple with this guy, couple with that guy, how about this guy, and see how it goes. I want you to, and I want, what I want you to do too is build up a good list of these brokers, like have one that covers Texas, one that covers Colorado, one that may even cover just the southwest part of the state because he's so good at that.
Regional, you know? not state.
Right, and you want to have a good, solid foundation of people. So everywhere that you're posting property, that one goes to Bob, that one goes to John, that one goes to Mike. You know, you want to build this up. Because what is the end goal here?
If you're watching this on YouTube, you need to rewind and look at Obi-Wan Kenobi who just walked by.
For real?
Yeah. He's gone now. Sorry.
Go ahead. Okay, good.
I know what you're saying is important, but I'm comic relief today.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to end it on this because Star Wars here is getting a little distracted. So, all right. So the whole point of this is your end goal is they become your sales team. And now you are only acquisitions. Yep. Imagine this. Let me paint this picture. Imagine you're fast forward 6 months or a year from now. All you do is find these great properties, give them to this guy. Guess what? They're doing the listings. They're taking the pictures. They're getting the drone
shots.
They're
listing on the MLS.
They're talking to the sellers, or the buyers, I mean, you know, and they're getting them closed and done and funded. Everybody wins.
And then there's some people in our group, this is why this all came up, because there's some people in our group who have taken it further than what Jill just described. They run the acquisition candidates by these guys.
That's true.
And say, you know what? We're thinking about buying this property for X. What do you think? Do you think you can sell it in 15 days, 30 days, 80 days? Should I even buy it at all?
Right.
And so there's a lot of trust in that.
Yep.
And you have to trust that they're not going to steal your deals. And that's after you've done a few deals with the person and they're all making money together.
Exactly.
Here's a couple of questions you can ask a real estate agent and immediately know whether or not it's going to work. Number one, if they answer the phone, bang, that's a short list of real estate agents. I would venture to say probably 20% of the real estate agents out there answer their phone when you call.
Right.
People have an issue, especially in the younger generation, answering their phone. They think it's like,
It's
an invasion of privacy, and that anybody who would actually get a hold of them would text them because they don't have any tact.
So, it's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. And so, but here's another question. Hey, is this your career? Like, you know, I know you're a land broker and it looks like you've done a bunch of deals, but like, what do you want to do in your life? And they're going to say, most of them are going to say this. I don't know. I never really thought about it. Or I'm trying to sell and buy or sell 100 deals a year because that's the threshold for making about 100 grand. I've heard them say that. Or, and this is really what you want them to say, I want to be like you. I want to buy and sell real estate, and I got my license to become an investor eventually. So I can learn from you, and I can help you sell some real estate. Maybe we can do some deals together. That's the utopian answer. That's the person you really want to work with if they have a bunch of deals under their belt. If they're brand new, every real estate agent I've ever met that aspires to be an investor, we get along.
Mm-hmm. Because they understand.
Yeah,
that's where I was saying, like, they got to understand you.
Yeah.
And that's perfect. So that's a good way to weed out and see if they understand you.
Yep.
Thank you.
That's a tiny little percentage of people. I know this because I started out as a commercial real estate broker.
Right.
Brokering long-term care facilities like nursing homes and assisted living facilities. I never wanted to do that. I just did it to make some dough, learn the business, right, and then go be an acquisition guy for a publicly traded company. So if they answer you like that, they're going to get it.
Cool.
They do get it.
Thank you.
Join us next time for an episode called The Mystery of Omar and OfferstoOwners.com.
Oh, and we answer questions, post on our online community, found at LandInvestors.com. It is free.
You want to say it because you love it.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
We're practicing for the Jack and Jill show a little bit more this week.
How's it going?
Good. I think it's fun to have a little bit of relationship banter. It's probably not the best way to learn about buying and selling land, but it's a little bit more fun for Jill and I on episode 1100.
How about this? I'm willing to bet that everyone listening to this show, if you have a partner, whether or not you're the same gender, you probably feel like you're married at times, and you banter and you bicker and you have things that you don't agree on. So I would argue that on some level, this is still valuable.
I agree too.
Thank you.
We wouldn't spend this much time doing the show if I didn't think it was really helping not just real estate and land people, but people. There's just a lot of people.
That's
a lot.
Right.
There's no way 100,000 people, which is our regular listening audience, are all buying and selling land.
True. I hope they are. I don't know. The Land Academy Daily Show remains commercial-free for you, our loyal listener. Wherever you're watching or wherever you are listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.